So news time is now 7:09. Let's get you caught up to date on Triple Team traffic on this Tuesday morning. Over to the traffic center, starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, Westside Belt crash appears to be cleaned up. The only flashing lights I still see are construction vehicles working on the new on-ramp, and so traffic has returned to normal. Now, northbound I-15's got traffic slow from Bangor Highway through 106 South, so your KSL travel time to the 215 South interchange from Point of the Mountain is up to 17 minutes, and it is increasing quickly, Eric Butler.
And you've got an accident, the on-ramp from 56. 600 West to go eastbound on I-80, and that's blocking the on-ramp at this moment. It's a semi, so you're going to have to find an alternate route. Down Utah County, no problems on I-15, no crashes or delays. Heather?
For the most part, we're still at freeway speed southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, but we have some very thick patches of traffic and a few brake lights popping up from time to time between Layton Parkway and the Kaysville Pond, so you might have to add a minute or two to your drive. Legacy Parkway, still a good option for you. Not a whole lot of cars there, and the city streets are filling in and getting pretty busy. Join Amanda Dixon October 15th at the Utah County Walk to End Alzheimer's. Help raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. To register, visit alz.org/walk. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.